Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You have ended up on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is not with us again today. We'll hold our... I actually talked to her yesterday, and you did too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to still be concerned about the virus in one way or another. So just hope that things work out the way they're supposed to. Lots of information, a lot of conversation, back making COVID number one, the top of the discussion heap. I noticed with some of my friends who are on the more conservative side, the focus on the payroll tax, and I've seen a couple of times this appear on my Facebook page. How about no checks sent out, instead no taxes taken out of our earnings the rest of the year, worker rewarded, freeloader not?
Okay, and freeloader, settle down.
Is something...
I have a lot of friends who are not freeloaders who are out of work right now, and their businesses will never come back, and they're trying to figure out their next step in life. So this is just, I resent that statement. I absolutely resent that.
Because?
Because of what I just said. I have a lot of friends who lost their jobs, and their companies are never coming back. Whether they work in the hospitality industry or in the sports world, there are a lot
of
people.
So they won't get a check, so they wouldn't benefit.
Mm-hmm. No, of course not. How does this payroll... Look, the reason that the Democrats and a lot of high-ranking Republicans didn't even want to have this conversation about the payroll tax, which I do think in the future, when things are back to normal, I think that is worth having that discussion. But for right now, how does that help anybody get back to work? It doesn't. It just doesn't. So the freeloader stuff is... You know what I would say to that person who posted about freeloaders?
Yes.
You know what? Take a step back and just be grateful that you still have a job, sir. So that's... that. Because there are a lot of people, there are millions...
I didn't say it was a sir.
Whatever.
Say it was a man. Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care who it is. Sir, yeah. Madam, whatever. Whether you're being supported by your husband or you have a job on your own, then just be grateful that you are still bringing in money, because a lot of Americans right now are really hurting. And you are completely insensitive, and you have absolutely no humanity if you want to call everybody who's out of work a freeloader.
Well, I don't think that's what... I didn't get that everybody who is out of work is a freeloader. What I do get out of this is the complete dysfunction, and I'm wondering whether the world, never mind our country, but when you look what's going on with the Chinese, I'd like to be, as a Pollyanna, and that's what I've been accused of pretty much all my life, always looking more on the bright side and helpful side, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just bothers me to no end to see how, not only in our country, but around the rest of the world, and it isn't all the Chinese government, but certainly a lot of it now, the infusion of dysfunction into our everyday life, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether we are consumers or sellers, whatever we are, enterprise has gotten better over the years, for sure, but now we have this competition that isn't based on based on consumerism. It's based on thought, and there's no flexibility in people's thing. I talked to somebody yesterday who lives in Florida, who can't wait for the election to reelect Trump, because she thinks that Trump is the end all and be all. And I don't usually engage people in these conversations one on one, because I find them frustrating. And usually people make up their minds, but that's part of the problem. You've made up your mind, and there's such rigidity in your thinking. Did you grow up that way? Did you grow up thinking that way? Were you taught that way, that there's only one way to think about stuff? This myopic view of the world, whether it's political or, you know, whether it's my country. Yeah, this is the best place to live, but it's not the only place to live. And so We've been guilty of doing some things we ought not to have done over the years. Doesn't mean we can't change or be better. And I don't mean that that means we have to be a patsy either to the rest of the world. But this is a dangerous time. And thinking things through is much smarter than the dysfunction of not thinking things through. I was looking at the number of cases. Apparently, we've now gone back to over 4 million cases. One of the unsung, you know, we always are focused on heroes and the traveling nurses who treat patients not only in hospitals, but they go to homes as well. They are concerned about a lot of the conspiracies that have cropped up around the virus. And part of it is the mask, and part of it is, you know, whether people want to. The excuse for not wanting to social distance or personal distance is that it doesn't do any good. Well, you know what? It does good. And even if you don't think it does any good, why wouldn't you want to be helpful to other people? You know, the business about not. I find it interesting. Every once in a while, I meet somebody new. I sort of almost reach my hand out, and then I think, oh, I'm not supposed to shake hands, so we do the elbow. It's kind of a, I don't know what, but I just thinking about, this is actually the day 104 of this, if you were going back to when we first hit the skids here. And you know, I was paying tribute to these traveling nurses, the people working in the field who basically had no rest. They're not taking vacations this summer. They're not doing, you know, they're not spending time with their family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I just think that we ought to, the hospitals that are short-staffed, people that are going in there, again, the traveling nurses, sometimes they go in to hospitals where there's a shortage, work there for a while. They're at risk. And if you don't choose to be, quote-unquote, polite around them or to cover your face or to do, you know, whatever you ought to do, just be thoughtful. I don't know.
I also think parents need to, I just got a local, I get like the local news here in New Jersey where we live, yeah, at the shore, and there are now 45 new cases in the town next to us, and they're mm-hmm. all between the ages of 15 and 19. The kids all mm-hmm. went to a party, and now 45 of them, all 45 of them who are at the party have COVID. Where are the parents to check in on your teenagers? Because I can tell you right now, in the community, in the beach community where we live, it's an absolute S show right now. No one's wearing a mask. Everyone is a teenager. And people are running around. They're sweating all over each other. The beaches are packed. It's a disaster. And you know, we look around and we wonder, where are the parents? Right. These kids are going home at night. They're teenagers. So where are the parents to say, you know, when you're outside, you need to wear a mask. You can't just walk around with your friends.
This.
You can't go to parties.
Police broke up a 700-person house party in it was at an Airbnb in New Jersey.
I'm telling you, when our governor said we got a knucklehead factor, he was right. Yeah,
party.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And then they charged three people with disorderly conduct because they were drunk and they went out and they started a fight with the police. To what? Are you that egotistical? You know, damn you if you are. That's what I say. Jackson, New Jersey. Where is that from where you are? Down on the coast?
It's about 20 minutes away from here. No, it's not on the coast. It's where, you know, Great Adventure, the park, the theme park. It's in the town of Jackson. Jackson is, if you live in New Jersey, you know what I'm saying. Jackson is like another planet. Like, you need a passport to go to Jackson, New Jersey. It's just,
Well, the local residents were upset about it. They called 911, and the police showed up, and then they called for backup because nobody would disperse. They were being rude and lewd to the police, and so there you go.
Well, that'll be the next cluster. 700 people at the same party?
700 people, yep, at an Airbnb. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, according to the police report, when all this went on. There you go. From our clip of the day department, I'm looking at the numbers yesterday, how many more people are listening to all of the podcasts, whether it's Good Day Health Show at gooddayhealthshow.com or the American Family Farmers Show.com, Your Hidden Power, all of the shows that we that I do with it are aimed at helping you in one way or another. And our daily show here, the DJV program, our focus in the clip of the day that's up there right now is me getting educated on the new trend of hard seltzers. And we were discussing aluminum cans and that sort of thing, and it brought us around to understanding that Doug doesn't know anything about any of this stuff. My son and I actually were talking about this last night, Victoria, and there's new kind of Mexican brew that's only available in Southern California that he's going to send to me because he thinks I'll like it. It's kind of a refreshing drink. But, you know, you look at the bottles and the cans and all of the stuff that it takes to present this, whether it's plastic, regular bottles, all this stuff. We go through so much packaging. And it's, you know, what we do about it is, we either live this way. You got to wonder, you remember the old, in the old westerns, they showed people drinking out of leather pouches, that sort of stuff, carrying, it just, I'm not suggesting we do that now, because that would mean killing more cows, but, you know, at some point, we got to find a better way of discharging the food and drinks that we are consuming. Anyway, get educated with me on the new hard seltzers. It's the clip of the day, and all day, every day, you can listen to that day's DJV show at djvshow.com.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
This year, Samsung introduced the biggest changes to its Galaxy smartphones in 4 years with the introduction of the S20 series. It's all about better cameras and better photos. Tech reviewer Daniel Bader explains.
The sensor inside the phone is the biggest camera sensor we've ever seen in a smartphone. So it's the only company, the only phone in the world right now that's using this camera sensor, and 108 megapixels gets you a lot of detail when you want it, but if you're in a low light situation and you just want to get as much detail from the shadows as possible, it can do something called pixel binning, which combines 9 pixels together and gets you a really, really high quality 12 megapixel shot when you want it as well. So it's very versatile.
Check out Samsung's Galaxy S20 series at AndroidCentral.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Beautiful night, pretty recognizable voice of Mr. McCartney, who is going to participate on Lollapalooza live stream 2020. Well, the actual event was canceled, but there's going to be a four-night broadcast event taking place from this Friday through next Monday. Lolla 2020, featuring past headlining sets from McCartney, Outkast, Chance the Rapper, Arcade Fire. Are going to celebrate the 10th anniversary of their album, Arcade Fire is the Suburbs. The event will also stream past Lollapalooza performances by LCD, Sound Systems, and Metallica, Jane's Addiction, Lord, Alabama Shakes, Ellie Goulding, Tove Lo, and some others. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is going to appear through the event, while Lollapalooza founder and Jane's Addiction frontman Perry Farrell will host conversations with Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich, rapper Chuck D, and some others. Farrell also will lead a David Bowie tribute with Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. The event streams on Lollapalooza's website and their YouTube account daily, starting at 6 o'clock on Thursday, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I think that's when it is.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
that's correct.
You're encouraged to donate to Arts for Illinois Relief Fund, Equal Justice Initiative, and Michelle Obama's When We All Vote. She'll appear on the live stream to discuss that as well. So this is coming up this weekend for the Lollapalooza fans. Other musical focus here. Every single hour of the DJV program, there is a musical focus in this portion of the hour, bringing up to date on some of the new songs and the news of the stars. Here's Rufus Wainwright. Now it's called Across the Universe. Plenty of remote quarantine sing-alongs to keep our spirits up. But this one from Rufus Wainwright may just have created the largest remote sing-along. He teams up with the Toronto-based group Choir, Choir, Choir to lead 1,500 people in a rendition of Across the Universe, the Beatles song, which Wainwright first recorded about 20 years ago. He said, "These voices and faces represent the love and hopefulness we have for our days ahead. Choir, Choir, Choir said music brings us together. It created a sense of solidarity. As the days pass, we hope we never forget that our voices make a huge difference. In times like these, massive economic hardship, social change, we'll be there for each other. See, that's the hope, that's the thinking, that's the philosophy I'd like to portend, Victoria. This project began with a phone call between Wainwright and Choir co-founders, and the trio were hoping to receive 500 submissions for the song and were blown away by the overwhelming response. Rufus said, "I've sung across the universe for many years, but only now do I truly understand the chorus. It is really the universe that is singing. Nothing's going to change my world. Nothing's going to change my world." It's a thrill to express this eternal fact, and I think that's true, frankly. Nothing will change your world unless you let it change your world. Wainwright released this new album, Unfollow the Rules, earlier this month as well. So I think this is a worthwhile...
I'm a huge Rufus fan, and I think this is just... It's another example of him just being awesome. This is the kind of stuff that he does. He just... He's in his own lane, and I love that about him.
Yeah. This is, I like his father, Loudon Wainwright.
Yeah, and to watch this video, it's so beautiful to see so many people from around the world singing together.
Well, that's the idea. That's the spirit, if you will, spirit of togetherness, spirit of cooperation, spirit of love, spirit of hope, all of those things. So tip of the hat to Across the Universe here. On the DJV program, it's 28 minutes after the hour.
On today's Business Minute, cybersecurity expert Charles Henderson from IBM is joining us with tips for businesses and employees to work from home safely.
Hire a hacker to think like an attacker is a great strategy. As we move to this remote work environment, collaboration has really suffered. So employees are looking for new ways to collaborate with their peers, with the people that they need to share information with. And if you don't give them the tools to collaborate, they're going to invent their own tools, and you're going to be really sad as an employer when you find out what they've done. Be proactive. In your corporate life, look to your security policies and make sure that you're following them. And if they aren't sufficient, ask your employer. Maybe there's more policies, or maybe some need to be developed. In your home life, same thing. Be proactive. Use password managers and use different passwords on every site. Follow those security tips you always hear. And only use the tools and devices that your company issues you if they issue you devices.
For more information, go to IBM.com/security.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, White House health experts are urging several states to scale back. Florida has set a new daily record for coronavirus deaths and added more than 9,000 new confirmed cases of the virus. But Governor Ron DeSantis said his state has been making progress.
If you look at the number of people that are considered cases and have tested positive, that's only a fraction of the number of people that have been infected.
Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Coronavirus Task Force is once again urging governors in certain states to close bars and limit indoor seating.
You may have been exposed, and you don't want to bring the one that brings the virus home.
Four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Once again, more hand sanitizers have been named as dangerous. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
U.S. health officials are warning Americans again to avoid a growing list of imported hand sanitizers that may be contaminated with the toxic chemical methanol. The Food and Drug Administration said there have been increasing reports of injury due to people using and sometimes ingesting the unauthorized sanitizers, which can lead to blindness, heart problems, or death. The active ingredient that kills germs in legitimate sanitizer is ethyl alcohol, which is consumable, but some Mexican companies have been replacing it with poisonous methanol or wood alcohol, which is used in antifreeze. The FDA first issued a consumer warning about the products last month. The FDA has posted a do not use list of more than 80 sanitizers on their website and blocked their importation.
A divisive debate continues in Florida, where COVID-19 is hitting hard. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
A number of lawyers in Florida are offering free or discounted living wills for teachers who may be required to return to the classroom in the fall. Advocates are sounding the alarm about their risk of sending teachers and students back to school too soon. The question on when schools should reopen is a divisive one, especially in the Sunshine State, where the state's largest teachers union is suing Governor Ron DeSantis over his administration's push to fully reopen schools next month. Coronavirus cases in the state have skyrocketed as of late.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour, my voice belongs to me. Doug Steffen is here. Terry Keelan is here. Jennifer, I'm not today, and we must admit, honestly, we don't know what the story is. Usually we're in very close contact, all of us, with each other, but we haven't heard from Jennifer since yesterday and don't know what's going on in her mind or her body. Just hold a good thought and think good things. Meanwhile, I'm sure that if she were here, we'd be talking with her about this Breitbart. Is it a video or a posting that is completely, apparently, either illogical? The thing is, I want you to tell us the story, but getting through to people because we've become, instead of going to church, we worship at the feet of these people who are ideologists. And so when somebody at Breitbart posts something and people believe that Breitbart is the end all and be all, then, okay, this is true, and it may not be that that's the case. So in this case, what do we have to deal with, Victoria?
Well, I don't. In this case, a lot of people don't even know that this is published by Breitbart News. If you're unfamiliar with that, it's an extreme right-wing media outlet. So this video, it features a group of basically actors dressed up as doctors making false claims. It's been removed now by Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It went viral yesterday, and the problem with it is that. It looks like it's a press conference. These people are dressed in white lab coats. There's a woman who identifies herself as a doctor but doesn't give any other credentials. She says things like, you don't need to wear a mask to prevent the spread of coronavirus. And she said that the virus has a cure and that hydroxychloroquine and zinc and Zithromax is a cure, so you don't need masks. Quote, there is a cure. Also, she says
that
things
is true.
Like, it's not
true.
A cure for everybody, though, and that's the problem.
That's true. Right.
And so the problem with this is that, you know, there are plenty of studies that have been done that show that, you know, that liver enzymes get elevated when you're taking this medication. Unusual heart rhythms have popped up. This is not a treatment that is for everyone, so you cannot say that it's a cure. The problem, though, is that the virus, the video went viral on Facebook. It became one of their top performing posts with 14 million views before it was taken down. That's a lot of people who saw it. 600,000 people on Facebook already shared it. And then the president, here, this is where part of the problem. He has admitted that you should wear a mask in public, but yet he retweeted this to his 84 million Twitter followers. And Don Jr. also tweeted it. So Twitter had to take down that version that Donald Jr., that he posted. They took action against the videos that Trump posted, putting up a warning label saying that this is making false claims. The video was removed on YouTube. It was shared 40,000 times there. And so, essentially, this group calls themselves America's Frontline Doctors, and it's not a real thing. And so there's no scientific basis for any of this, and basically they're saying that stay-at-home orders should be ignored, and in this video saying that, you know, you don't need to worry about it, and you don't need to wear a mask.
Where does this stuff come from? Why has this become so political, and why are people so
angry? But when Trump retweets this, this is part of the problem.
Well, but it is
just but it's part of the problem. And his own task force has said the opposite of everything that's in this video. So once again, we get these confusing messages, and it's just not one thing. Why can't it just be one thing? Wear a mask in public, socially distance, and stay away from vulnerable people. But yet these videos, 84 million followers,
produced,
what Trump has.
What is there to be gained by this would be my question to those who are spreading it or those who believe it. That's the question. Why do you think this is right when it obviously is not right? Even people who are, most people know me that I, in terms of my philosophy, if I have a political philosophy, I don't know that it's political, I have a life philosophy that's a little bit more to the right than it is to the left. I don't think that I'm a lunatic. I think the lunatics on the left and the lunatics on the right are responsible for lots of the mayhem that we put up with every day, no matter what the category, whether it's our health and well-being, whether it's politics itself, whether it's dealing even with the Chinese. You know, the people that run big businesses that are connected to China that support certain political parties, I mean, it's hard for them to get any traction these days, but there's still people who would have you believe that it's okay to do business with China, and it isn't. There are all kinds of things that are floating around that are just not true. Excuse me, so critical.
And in this video, is there, you know, these fake doctors are actually saying that, you know, wearing a mask and all that is, they labeled it, quote unquote, fake science. It's like, it's just, I don't know. The problem, and this is the problem with Facebook. You know, on Twitter, the burn rate is really fast. So stuff goes through, you know, your feed really quickly. So things tend to not be shared as quickly on Twitter. And people are a little bit, seem to be a little bit more discerning of what they retweet on Twitter, but on Facebook, and we know we did the study only a month or so ago why older people are the ones who fall victims to all this stuff on Facebook and then they reshare it. And I mean, 600,000 shares on Facebook of something that's just completely fake, it's just ridiculous. And if we're not smarter and we're not advocates for our own health, How are we going to get any better? I don't understand. I don't have a whole lot of hope when it comes to social media. And the sharing, and it just, It's very distressing.
It's oftentimes a ruse, frankly. And here's another one of the things that will be bastardized through the next couple of days. The advice on how long patients need to be isolated. If you have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID, you can leave your isolation without getting a negative test, if you can. If you look at the evidence, it shows most people are no longer infected 10 days after they begin having symptoms. So that's different from when it first started. Mm-hmm. For most people with the illness, isolation precautions can generally be discontinued 10 days after symptom onset and the resolution of fever for 24 hours without the use of any fever-reducing medications. In other words, if you're not taking anything and you don't have a fever for 24 hours, you're okay. For people who have tested positive but don't have symptoms, isolation, other precautions can be discontinued after 10 days. So if you have it, you got rid of it 24 hours, you're fine. If you have it and you don't show any signs, you need to stay out of the public for 10 days. That's pretty much, I think, what we're talking about here. It's pretty simple, straightforward, and unless you want to ruin the country, that's what we're doing. By being selfish and stupid, you're ruining the country. You can say, oh, no, I want my freedom. Okay, well, how many of these bailouts do you think you and I can pay for? Because we're not borrowing the money, we're printing it. So that means that you're going to have to pay through your taxes down this debt in some way, shape, or form. So the more you do stupid, self-serving stuff, the longer this is going to last, and the more it's going to come out of your butt. That's really, I mean, if you want to look at it in a very self-serving way, you're going to pay. We're all going to pay. The longer this goes on, we're all going to be paying. And we'll pay for years in terms of businesses that have gone out of business, people that will be collecting unemployment, people that will be on the dole, people that will be on the street, wherever it is. And it is very, very clear that this can be avoided or at least hindered by intelligently distancing yourself. Why do you have to be that close to people? I'm going to miss when I go to California in a couple of weeks hugging my son and hugging my grandson, hugging my daughter. But I'm going to still hang around with them because they want to see me and I want to see them. But it'll be hardest for Miles. I know, we'll run up. But as much as he's being taught how to distance, he hasn't seen his uncle since this all started, which is March. And his uncle lives a mile and a half from him. He hasn't seen his...
Why are they doing a socially distanced backyard thing?
Because Sophie's mother is like your mother.
But they can still sit in the backyard.
Well, I think they have,
on.
But I don't think they have with Miles, but I think they have. The point is that you got lots of things. We've taken a long time to get this sorted out, so why blow it now? I think that's pretty much the question, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way, you look around at the influences of all this stuff. If you insist on not wearing a mask, the CEO of Delta says, we'll insist you don't get on our plane. That's about as straightforward as you can get. He says that Delta is steadily and rather aggressively stepping up enforcement of its mask policy to keep crew and passengers safe. You can't board a Delta plane unless you have a mask on. If you board the plane and you insist on not wearing your mask, we'll insist you don't fly Delta in the future. We have over 100 people we put on that list. Major Airlines instituted a policy, I think a week or two ago, of everybody wearing masks. Delta said that passengers who claim they're unable to wear a mask because of health conditions must be medically cleared at the airport or walk, basically. He said, we implemented a new procedure this week because we've had some customers indicate that their underlying condition makes wearing a mask dangerous for them. We've told them that you may not want to fly to reconsider whether air travel is right for you. So their clearance to fly procedure involves a screening conducted in conjunction with the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. The process can take more than an hour. Anybody found falsifying claims of disability or a health condition to get a mask exemption could be suspended from flying Delta as long as mask requirements are in effect.
Don't they have Delta. Hundreds of people on that list already?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's great that he said that. He said, look, you know, if you want to come on our plane and you want to infect other people and you don't want to play by the rules and you want to claim that, you know, you don't want to wear a mask, I like that he said, you know what, then maybe flying isn't the right mode of transportation for you. Maybe you need to rent an RV instead and drive across the country.
I think the only airline that isn't doing the mid-seat thing is American, and they have always been my airline to go to because it's just easier for me with a number of flights from Boston to L.A.
Exactly.
48 past the hour on the DJV show.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabeton, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
On today's Health Minute, Dr. Len Friedman from GSK is here to talk about our risk of hepatitis A and the importance of vaccination.
Hepatitis A is a highly contagious virus, and this virus targets the liver. It can be spread from person to person and also can be in contaminated food and drink. People can spread this virus before they come down with any of the signs or symptoms, and therefore, we're all potentially at risk for being exposed to hepatitis A. There are certain groups who are at high risk, people who have chronic underlying medical conditions, people who are experiencing unstable housing, people who use drugs, and travelers. Since 2016 here in the United States, we've had 33 states that have had outbreaks of hepatitis A involving more than 33,000 infected people. We want to make sure that we take full advantage of what we can do to protect ourselves. The CDC recommends that all adults in the United States who wish to be protected against hepatitis A receive a hepatitis A vaccine.
For more information, visit cdc.gov/vaccines.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Barry Geller joins us now. What a great radio presence he's had. He's been around the world 180 times, it would seem. That old movie, Around the World, what was it, 180 days or something? Around, no, 80 days, Around the World in 80 days. Barry's done that more times than you can count. Known all over the world for his sensitive nature. He now lives in his native Tel Aviv in Israel, but still practices motivating people all around the planet. I think one of the things that I find most interesting is perception. We always have one theme as we talk each week, and the idea of perception and the fact that it's a two-way street, Uri. You are perceived as a certain type. You're a healer, you're a motivator, you're a guy who gets things done. That's how you are perceived. How do you perceive the people who come to you and want to connect with you? Is everybody more or less the same, or is each person or group different?
You know that I get 300 emails a day, 400 WhatsApps a day. I can't answer them all because there's no way I can do that, since it takes less than a minute maybe to answer a WhatsApp or an email. The secret of my success, beside creating things originally, that you know, the secret of success is originality. My other success, which made me so well known around the world, is that I stayed me. I stayed Uri Geller. I haven't really changed. I'm not a snob. I'm down to earth. I speak to anyone and everyone who approaches me. Because I think we're all alike. We all come from the same place. We are created the same way. And when I give my lectures, or I answer my emails where they ask me for help, I talk to people, you know, like down to earth. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm very direct. I'm honest in what I say. Sometimes I think my honesty offends people because I tell them the truth, which others won't hear that from others.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if you don't want the truth, you came to the wrong guy. If you come to her and you want some, you know, some sweet sugar-coated something or other, you better keep moving because they ain't going to come from Uri. I'll tell you that from my own experience. And I love the guy, but there's no pulling any punches. It's just it is. So let me direct you into an area where people are asking questions, and that is, when will our problems end? You and I believe that thoughts are things. Can we manifest enough power in prayer or whatever to put an end to the problems, which seem to be never ending? We go from one thing, now the Chinese government is sending seeds around the world to try to destroy crops. You know, if it isn't the virus, it's this kind of thing or whatever the next thing is going to be. Can we end these problems?
You've got to think pragmatically. You've got to be rational and logical. The only element, medical element, that will put a stop to this coronavirus will be a vaccination, nothing else. You can't test 8.5 billion people, can you?
Mm-mm.
There's no way. Hopefully, within the coming 16 months, somebody will come up with a right vaccination that will kill corona off. But that will also take time. So we are in for the long haul. Some experts say 4 years.
Some people say 4 months. Some people say 4 years. It just depends. And that's the frustration that people have, is because they don't really know who to believe or what to believe. That's the bottom line.
Most people want to believe 4 months because that's music to their ears. They say,
right.
Oh, 4 months from now, I'll open my shop. Everything will be okay. But, hey, every day we hear that the death rates are climbing. The people are being infected in the hundreds of thousands daily. Mm. We are beginning to see that it also attacks children, young people, not only old people. So we have a massive journey to overcome. And I pray to God that, you know, some kind of a miracle will occur. You know, Doug, if you believe in aliens, this is a time to ask aliens to help us. Mm-hmm. If you look at my Instagram, by the way, my Instagram is B. Uri Geller, you will understand what I'm talking about.
Well, there's a lot of things to be learned from you. Paranormalist Uri Geller, his website, the new museum website, is urigellermuseum.com. And yes, he's available on all kinds of social media. Uri, joining us for a visit here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.